Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Bill sent me notes and Steve checked the story out, and I'd been following the story, but it came to a sudden and abrupt end. And so I had not mentioned this before, even though it was unwinding, because I wanted to see what would happen. And so you might know there's a band called the Eagles, and there's a Michigan connection there, because one of the members of the band is from Michigan. And they have one of the best-selling albums of all time. If you check out the charts of top-selling albums of all time, the Eagles' Greatest Hits is routinely on that list. So they are very well known. They get a lot of airplay. But there's a question, because some of the handwritten notes and lyrics to some of their songs were being put up for sale. And Don Henley said that the stuff was stolen from him, and therefore he wanted it back, and he wanted the people who had it prosecuted for theft. And then over the weekend, we get the news that the prosecution has suddenly said, hey, we're going to not prosecute this case anymore. And now there's a lot of questions being raised as to why they were being prosecuted in the first place. So this is from Billboard.com. Bill Donahue wrote this: Eagles stolen notes trial ends suddenly after a judge says Don Henley manipulated prosecutors. And the abrupt end came after prosecutors revealed that newly discovered evidence from Henley cast doubt on whether the Eagles notes had been stolen in the first place. This was happening in Manhattan, and the stunning decision came last week to drop the criminal case against three men accused of trying to sell stolen notes linked to the Eagles' 1976 album Hotel California. You may have heard the title cut. You may have. The judge implied that Henley had manipulated the prosecutors. And that's a quote, manipulated. At a hearing Wednesday, the New York judge dismissed the charges after prosecutors alerted him that newly uncovered evidence cast doubt on whether Henley's notes had been stolen in the first place. And that was the core defense advanced by the three defendants in the case, who said the stuff wasn't stolen. The disclosures came midway through a closely watched criminal trial against the three men, in which Henley and longtime Eagles manager Irving Azoff had already testified. The proceedings had already run more than 2 weeks and had been expected to keep going until at least next week. The sudden reversal was sparked by Henley producing new evidence that had been previously withheld under attorney-client privilege. The new materials touched on whether a journalist hired in the 1970s to write a book about the Eagles had legitimately come into possession of these notes. Because back in the 1970s, these notes would not have been as valuable as they are now. At a hearing in open court Wednesday, the judge sharply criticized Henley and the manager's conduct. It is now clear that both witnesses and their lawyers used the privilege to obfuscate and hide information that they believed to be damaging to their position that the lyric sheets were stolen. Judge said he's also troubled that prosecutors had been manipulated into bringing the charges and questioned why they had not more thoroughly vetted the accusations and the evidence. But he praised them for dropping the case once new evidence had come to light. Now, they're not really clear on what the new evidence exactly was, but the judge said, albeit late, I commend the prosecution for refusing to allow itself or the courts to be further manipulated for the benefit of anyone's personal gain. The district attorney and the prosecutorial team, while eating a slice of humble pie, are displaying the highest level of integrity in moving to dismiss the charges. And the judge said, I am impressed. In a statement to Billboard following the hearing, Henley's attorney said the attorney-client privilege is a foundational guardrail in our justice system, and rarely, if ever, should you have to forsake it to prosecute or defend a case. As the victim in this case, Mr. Henley has once again been victimized by this unjust outcome. He will pursue all his rights in the civil courts. And that's the point. He could still sue these people and say, you stole my stuff, I want it back. But whatever derailed this trial right here might come back to haunt him there as well. The man who's got the lyric sheets is a rare book dealer. Another one of the defendants was a curator at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And a third was a memorabilia auctioneer. They were all charged in 2022 with conspiracy over accusations that they tried to resell and hide the origin of the handwritten notes penned by Henley during the creation of Hotel California. The Manhattan District Attorney said the trio had made up stories about the origin of the documents and the right to possess them so they could turn a profit. But the three always maintained that they had done nothing wrong. Their core argument was that the alleged thief had legally obtained them in the 1970s in the process of writing a never-released book about the Eagles. If the notes were never stolen, how could they be charged with reselling stolen property? The trial kicked off last month with one attorney telling the judge that prosecutors had distorted the history to charge innocent men. The DA's office would be apologizing at the end of the case. Wow. And that sounds like he called that one. Henley later testified that he had not willingly given away the notes, saying they were something very personal, very private. But at Wednesday's hearing, the judge said that Henley had recently handed over more than 6,000 new pages of emails and other disclosures that contained new information about how Sanders came to own the notes. And Sanders, I think, is the writer. Such jarringly late disclosures violated the constitutional rights of the defendants, said the judge. A review of these newly disclosed materials is demonstrated and highlighted Mr. Henley and Mr. Azoff's use of the privilege, that is, attorney-client, to shield themselves from a thorough and complete cross-examination, the judge said. Accordingly, the indictment against each defendant is dismissed. In a statement to Billboard, Horowitz's attorney, that's one of them, said, "We are glad the DA's office made the right decision and finally dropped the case. It never should have been brought. My client looks forward to carrying on with his important work." Attorneys, the other two, did not return requests for comment. So, fascinating case, and it basically does boil down to that. Don Henley had some handwritten notes that he made back in the 70s. Suddenly, here we are in 2023 or 22 when this popped up, that they're going to go up for auction. And Don Henley goes, "Those are mine. They were stolen from me." And the guy who has them says, "No. They came into the possession of a guy who was writing a book about the Eagles back in the 1970s, and he got them legally, and that's how they came to us." So you've got two sides to that. And if Don Henley's right that they were stolen, well, then maybe he wins. And the other side says, no, they were given to somebody and passed on that way. Well, then they would win. And so they actually went through quite a bit of trial. And then during the trial, for whatever reason, documents get turned over that weren't turned over earlier, and we don't know exactly what's in these documents. But it sounds like there's something in there that indicated, from the side that says the stuff was stolen, communications suggesting, well, I actually did give these to a writer while he's working on something, blah, 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 blah. I mean, it had to be something like that. And so there you go. The trial ends, comes to a screeching halt. Now, Don Henley obviously can still sue and file a civil action to reclaim stuff. If somebody has something that is yours, okay, and you don't know how they got it. They could have stolen it. They could have found it. Whatever. Let's just say that you wake up one morning and someone's got something of yours. And they're not going to prosecute because the prosecution says, we don't think there's enough here for prosecution. So you can file an action for what's called claim and delivery. Claim and delivery. It's an old common law thing. And claim and delivery says, I'm claiming what you have, and I'm asking a court to order you to deliver it back to me. And you file an action for claim and delivery. You can also file an action for a bunch of other stuff too, but that's the most obvious basic thing you file. I want my stuff back. Claim and delivery. Now, if you were harmed along the way by the stuff being taken from you, you can sue for damages. And if somebody had something in their possession and they kept it and they shouldn't have kept it, you might be able to go after them for conversion. I've talked about that before as well. But claim and delivery is the primary one. So you file an action in a court that's allowed to give equitable relief, and you ask for claim and delivery to be granted in your favor of the thing you're fighting over. And so that could be what he does next. So I'm not sure what happened in the case with Don Henley and his attorneys and this prosecution getting derailed. But there was something in those emails that got turned over very late in the game, and in there was information that appeared to contradict the case from the prosecution's side. And so usually stuff getting turned over at the last minute is bad. Getting turned over during the trial is unusual. I don't know why it would happen that late, but we don't exactly know what was in those emails. And so if I ever see an update on that, I will follow up on this because I find this case fascinating. And I worked in radio beginning in 1981. My first job in radio was 1981. And at the time, Detroit had three rock and roll stations, and at one point in time, they actually had four. But Hotel California is one of those songs that got overplayed to the point where I've probably heard a piece of that song at one time or another in my life tens of thousands of times because it was just played so often. It's one of those songs I never need to hear again. I'm not saying it's a bad song. I'm just saying I'm tired of it. So, Bill, thanks for sending it. From Billboard.com, Eagles' stolen notes trial ends suddenly after judge says Don Henley manipulated the prosecutors, and the prosecutors dropped the case. Questions or comments? Put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. If we were meant to stay in one place, we'd have roots instead of feet.